And the Olympics might be over, but fans of show jumping have another 5 days of the sport to look forward to. The 149th Dublin Horse Show starts today with some of our Olympians taking part. Molly O'Connor reports.
A few weeks ago, the RDS was one of the largest county centres in the country. Today, it's accommodating over 1,600 horses. Swapping the ballot boxes for horse boxes, the Dublin Horse Show will be one of the busiest events of this summer. Pat Hanley is the Dublin Horse Show Director.
We start with a lot of the Indigenous breed classes, the Connemaras, the Drafts. Then on to Thursday, it's Best Dressed. Then into Friday, it's all about the parades, the pomp and ceremony that's attached with the Aga Khan. Saturday then, we've some of the pony finals happening here in the main arena. So the youngsters get a chance to experience this for the first time. And then the highlight then is the Puissance competition that evening. And then Sunday, it's a family day, a lot of the national finals, pony club games, and then it all culminates with the first ever Rolex Grand Prix in Dublin. Huge prize fund for that of over $500,000. The total prize fund is over $1.6 million, split between the national and the international classes. So it is a huge fill up for the rural economy. A lot of breeders, producers of young horses. We sell a lot of horses abroad, so that's hugely important for the economy. It's there's over $1 billion value to Ireland and over 20,000 jobs.
The spectacle attracts over 350 exhibition stands, a quarter of which are from overseas. It is one of Ireland's largest exchanges of equestrian goods and services, which Siobhan Masterson, Commercial Director of the RDS, explains.
And a lot of people use it as their one opportunity in the year to trade horses, or at least to see what's happening in the industry and to understand the development of different breeds and the development of horsemanship and equestrianism. So it's a really important milestone for the industry in Ireland.
My name's Stacey McMahon and my business is Tailored Equestrian. So the equestrian retail industry really relies on Dublin Horse Show each year. We use it to showcase new products, we use it to meet customers that we mightn't see for the rest of the year. You know, they might live in different parts of Ireland. So it's a great get-together as well for riders.
Stacey's husband, Clem McMahon, and his horse, Pacino, were part of the team who jumped to victory for Team Ireland in the Aga Khan in 2012.
We don't have that many international shows in Ireland, although we have so many top Irish riders in the top 100 in the world. Those riders get to compete so little here in Ireland because we only have maybe we've only one 5-star show, and bar that we've maybe four other 2-star shows in the country. So like, this is by far, you know, the highest standard. Like, it's every Irish rider's dream to jump on the Friday afternoon here in the Aga Khan.
Mark McAuley will compete on Friday aboard GRS Lady Amaro.
The Aga Khan on Friday, it's a big deal. It's the highlight of the year for especially for Irish riders and for the equestrian community in general in Ireland. It's a very big deal and a big day.
And how are you feeling ahead of it?
Yeah, very good. Happy to be on the team, obviously. This will be my third time on the team. So, yeah, it's a bit the calm before the storm at the moment, getting ready. But everything seems to be in order, and we're looking forward to Friday. I'm personally based abroad, so for me to come home and compete here is very special. I have a lot of family here cheering me on, a lot of friends. And just to have the Irish public in general behind you, it's a great boost.
Some of the lovely horses. And Mark McAuley there ending that report on the Dublin Horse Show. It starts today and is on until Friday. That was Molly O'Connor reporting.